The Texas disciplinary rules of professional conduct, those are our Bible of whether or not we're acting ethically. But the on these first two slides, the only thing you need to remember is they don't create a cause of action. Nobody sues you and obtains liability because you broke an ethical rule or a disciplinary rule of conduct. But the basis of liability are your ethical lapses. And then you can lose your licensure. So even though they can't sue you on the ethics rules, you can end up not being able to practice law. And the sole basis of liability really is the grievance. But if you get sued for malpractice, it almost always comes with a grievance because they think they get that foothold in there. If the state bar, the Commission for Lawyer Discipline, finds that you did something wrong, and then it becomes public. By the way, I just want to say something else about a rule. There is a myth in Texas that you cannot ever discuss if there is a grievance against somebody. That rule, and I had to testify in court about this, that rule really only applies to the state bar. If you know that there's a grievance against me, you can tell the newspaper and you can tell people as long as you've said the truth and it's not a violation of any rule. It's only the state bar. So be careful to say, okay, if I have a grievance against me, nobody can know about it. If they know about it and it's true, they can publicize it. You just need to know that. Okay, negligent misrepresentation. That's another big thing. Nowadays, you don't have to have privity with a person to be guilty of negligent misrepresentation. If you tell someone as a tax lawyer, don't worry, you don't have to file your taxes until May 15th each year, that's a negligent misrepresentation. You should know better. You know when the tax deadline is. So you don't have to have privity with someone to be guilty of negligent misrepresentation.